This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, the Cowboys are worth $5 billion. That's with a B, Kevin.
What?
Yeah, they topped the Forbes list for the most valuable franchise in the entire world. That's an all sports ever created by sports. And that's awesome for Jerry Jones, right? To have cut up all his credit cards, thrown them all away, and been like, I have nothing else but this team.
Right.
I know all my oil money, just purchased this team for a very good value. And what's the value? Was it $150 million that he bought them for, like in the first place?
Or $125, yeah, something
and
like that.
And what's the percentage that's grown since then, Kevin?
So let's see. It would have gone up about 40-fold.
40K. All right, so 877-881-1053. Kevin still thinks that these types of fans exist in the world, and I disagree with him vehemently.
Get ready to be shocked.
Knowing how valuable he's made this team, and the success that they've had of late, even though falling short, would you still want Jerry Jones to sell this team? And I think that's a very small group of people. I don't think there's that big of a group of people out there that want Jerry to sell the team. I think there are people that hated the way he treated Tom Landry. I think there is another fan base like myself that grew up with all the Super Bowls for 3 years.
Right.
And a very competitive team for a very long time and a bunch of superstars. And I don't think that the fans that hated him for what he did to Landry still exist anymore. I think they've gotten past it, moved on beyond it, and they see what Jerry Jones has created, and they want to stick around with this guy because they think he does a good job.
So I probably should say I also do not want him to sell the team, but I do want to point out for the record, if you will allow me to play devil's advocate, is Jerry Jones is the owner for the most currently the most unsuccessful run in the history of the Cowboys by a lot. Is you can judge it by Super Bowl appearances, Super Bowl wins, playoff appearances, winning seasons, etc. This is the most unsuccessful prolonged run in the history of the franchise because it took them, 11 years to make a Super Bowl, then one more year to win one. Then you were back in a Super Bowl in 5 years. Then you had your previous longest drought without a Super Bowl, which went, what was it? Because they lost that other one at Pittsburgh, 14 years, I believe. But now it's been, you're going on 24 years since you've been to the Super Bowl. It was 14. So you're a decade worse than you had ever been in the history of the run of this franchise. That's why I wonder if there are people who are like, no, yeah, go ahead and have him sell the team and all the wholesale changes that it would bring. And I understand if you don't like Garrett as the coach, but I would probably throw out there without Jerry as the owner, there is no way in hell that Jason Garrett is going to coach this team. You know, Stephen Jones won't be here. But then if you wanted to keep some of the elements like Will McClay, et cetera, you probably could. Though that's not a guarantee.
Now, I understand the drought that we've experienced in Super Bowls, especially going through what we went through at our age, experiencing all the Super Bowls, but we could be Arizona, Atlanta, Buffalo, Carolina, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Detroit, Houston, Jacksonville, the Chargers, the Vikings, or the Titans.
They have no Super Bowls?
No Super Bowls.
I wonder how many people would trade spots with like some of those teams, like Atlanta, that were just in the Super Bowl a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. I know you didn't. And blew that lead.
No, they did. They absolutely did. Because we kind of kicked that around. Like, would you prefer to make it to the Super Bowl and lose or just not make it at all? So I am curious what people think about that. But you're right. But that's the frustrating part about the Cowboys is you change your expectations because of that. You're right. But all those other franchises, they suck compared to the Cowboys.
And I know you're and you say this a lot, that society is a what have you done for me lately.
Sure.
And I understand that. But without Jerry Jones, we don't get those three Super Bowls. We should have had four, but that was the referee's fault for not calling a pass interference on Deion Sanders. So there should have been four straight. And yes, maybe there should have been more beyond that because I am seeing that on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, 877-881-1053. The people that are saying, but he got rid of Jimmy Johnson. I mean, we could have had the have the Patriots legacy, you know, like where they're there every single year.
Right.
I don't know that I still don't know that Jimmy Johnson's method would have not ground those guys to death. But
okay, let me ask you this.
Troy Aikman has said a number of times, there's no telling how many we would have won.
But you were positive the Cowboys win at least those four.
Yeah.
With him, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the part that, like, I don't disagree with you in the long term, but it gets you that other Super Bowl, and you have six, and you're the first team to ever win three in a row, and you won four in a row. That would be tremendous.
The power struggle that he went through for a long time, I can understand, rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, too. You know, hiring Chan Gailey, hiring Dave Campo, and cheaping out on that. But I think the thing that most fans are frustrated by is not the way he owns and operates the team, or owns and carries himself as the owner of the team, but the way that he GM'd the team for so long.
Right.
And people can say now that he's not a good GM. I think that they're right. Because for a long time, they tried cheap decisions, and he let other things affect the way he decided, like Quincy Carter's draft. And, you know, there's just other things. And then he brought in a football guy. He brought in Parcells. And he was like, okay, this is what the quality actually should be up to. And so he said, all right, we're going to run this way. But I think during that period, Bill Parcells was hired just as much to give Stephen Jones some learning. And Stephen Jones, it was like hiring a tutor for your kid. And he taught him how to be a GM of a football team. And I think Stephen Jones learned there. And now Stephen is the quote-unquote GM of this team.
Believe it or not, because of that, I'm even more sure that all of these people want to get rid of Jerry, because I think even now that they're like, okay, he's not so bad at GMing, and they still want him gone because they think, like, the clownish culture that he brings to the organization.
Because, like, he doesn't, because he's the Mark Cuban mindset of any press is good press.
Exactly.
We're a train wreck society and people want to see stuff.
Yeah, like, because he's the guy who, and some people won't let this go, that he's the guy who brought the restaurant and the underwear store into the stadium. Like, football is for football. And you know that there are a certain number of people that will always believe that and think that the Cowboys can't win because they invite the circus elements of Greg Hardy, of
the
art, of
the mirror, I was
going to
tell those people, you better
commerce.
Not be buying nachos and hot dogs and drinks at the stadium and looking at the cheerleaders, because football is for football alone.
Yeah, for whatever reason, the cheerleaders don't fall under that, even though that's like as much of the nonsense.
That's part
as
of the circus. No, yeah, they got drummers and they got the hip-hop dancers. And I get it.
But
that's part of the brand. That's part of expanding the brand.
And then there,
and that's what Jerry cares about more than anything else, is expanding the brand.
Right there. And that's why I think people will still want him to go. From the 817, yes, absolutely.
You better be reading both sides.
I know,
of these.
I will.
You can't just find things that are pushing your idea.
I already told you I want him to stay. From the 817, yes, absolutely yes. From the another 817, I'm 24 years old. Never seen this team even make it to a Super Bowl. I still don't want Jerry gone. From the 214, retire Jerry. From another 214, all he cares about is money and doesn't give an S that the Cowboys have been suffering in mediocrity. From the 972, now this is interesting. This could be a topic for the future. My uncle became a Saints fan when Jerry took over. Still talks about what he did to Landry. There's no statute of limitations to sports hate. Man, I want to know, like, another
day. A buddy of mine's dad went to his grave not liking Jerry because of the Landry moment.
Okay, then another day, have you ever had a statute of sports hate expire? Like, that's what I want to know. We will do that another day. What's the number that Jerry would sell at? I'm convinced it's at least $10 billion.
Yeah.
And now the value is $5 billion, so we're getting closer.
Somebody also asked, would you want Jerry to purchase the Rangers? Would you like want him to go make an offer to Ray Davis and
Hell
say,
yeah, I do, because the Rangers don't matter nationally.
Oh, and you think Jerry would be able to get that
yes!
to happen? And Ray Davis isn't that kind of personality either. Ray Davis's personality is he's watching the bottom line. He doesn't want to be in the limelight of things. I think he's done one interview the entire time he's owned the Rangers.
I have no idea what he sounds like. Yeah.
It wasn't a radio interview. It wasn't a voice interview. It was only for Q&A print in the morning news. Like, that's it.
What year did this story take place in?
So I mean, it would be pretty amazing to see if he could run another model, but Jerry Jones has been committed to, I love this Cowboys brand. It is my baby, and it's grown. I mean, we got to see it recently. Sure. The merchandising that they do is phenomenal. The Legends business that they run out of the Star as well is that's where with all the suites and everything that they do at like the Charger Stadium and the Niner Stadium. He's done so much to grow this thing. I mean, he's grown the brand of the Cowboys to be this successful, and he looked at it as a business, and it was his baby. And the fact that people loved, I mean, he got this business for a very good price because he saw what the value would be. He saw that he would strike oil with this Cowboys thing, and he has. Now, has he not done everything that he could possibly do to win a Super Bowl? I mean, he won you 3 out of 4. A lot of people, they get caught up and they forget what he actually did for this thing and how much he's grown the NFL too.
I think it's because of those changed expectations. So like when you won the last of that trio of Super Bowls, you had the most. In the meantime, a team has surpassed you. And also in the meantime, another team has surpassed you that had zero when it happened. So I think that's people's concerns. Even though I did see someone, interestingly enough, who said the first 10 years, yes, I would have wanted Jerry Jones to sell the team. Now, no, which is weird, and it feels like bizarro logic as opposed to most of these people.
I mean, and I'll be honest with you, man, because they've kept Will McClay for so long, and I know people are going to hate this, but because they've kept Jason Garrett in place for so long, I actually like this Cowboys run more than I liked from the end of the Super Bowl runs with all the other coaches through Parcells.
We went through Gailey.
How much I admired the Parcells era here. I like this run more because I've been watching them build it. And it seems like they said, Jason, where do you start with a team? And he said, we have to redo this offensive line. And they did. They had Leonard Davis. Remember the names they had there? And they said, see y'all later. And they built there. And they've slowly built this thing up to what it is. And I think, you know, maybe they could use better analytics to really establish the successes and failures that they have. They're kind of stubborn with what they do. But I think that I've liked this run because of the consistency with the team and the growth towards something. I feel like they're getting, I feel like this year, Ben said it earlier, is very close to being that, could get that ship.
And there's a bunch of feedback, and there's one in particular that ties into exactly what you said. But I want to read a few more of these. From the 214, Super Bowl 30 is ancient history. Fair. From the 254, there's a reason Jerry Jones is in the Hall of Fame. Also fair. From the 972, though, and this ties in directly to what you just said. I think his legacy, Jerry Jones, that is, will always be about what could have been and not what was, because he made it about himself. So,
what could have been? What do you mean, what could have been?
How many
Super Bowls? Because it could have been 10 straight Super Bowls? Gotcha.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
But that, that speaks to your point.
No, you're right.
There is theoretically still time to change that, because let's go off of what you just said. Cowboys win a Super Bowl this year. Hell, let's go wild. Let's say they win 2 Super Bowls in the next 4 years. Then Jerry Jones,
sunset.
So then he has 5 Super Bowls, and they cross how many different, at that point, they would have crossed over into 3 different decades that they won Super Bowls.
It's like Aerosmith.
Yeah, actually, kind of, or like the Rolling Stones or something like that, where like you put the Cowboys back on top. You put them on top with the 3 Super Bowls. They've had the best 4-year run in the history of the NFL. Don't at me, Patriot fans. You're wrong. It was the Dallas Cowboys. So he could take claim for the best run in the history of football, and then also for making sure that they finished on top with the most Super Bowls at 7 when he retired. As it stands right now, I do think that Jerry Jones goes down as somebody who it is impossible to tell the story of the NFL without, but it is also impossible to tell the Jerry Jones story without stating that his ego got in the way of more success.
No, and you're absolutely right. And I think he's spent so much time trying to correct that.
And here you are, like, maybe on the verge?
Yeah, and that's why he gets a little giddy about it. That's why he gets so excited about it and tries. You can see it in his face. He still loves what he does so much because I think he tried to correct that. And this whole stretch has been very frustrating. You know, the Dez no catch, frustrating. Losing Zeke, frustrating because it felt like every step you made forward, and Colby went after me about this, every step you tried to make forward, the NFL was trying to push Jerry back for being the trailblazer and the guy that had so much power in the NFL as far as owners go and leagues and everything. And it just felt very frustrating because Jerry was like, I've done all these things to go against what I was before. And now I'm being punished because you guys don't like me? This stinks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.